It's 9:24 as our Wednesday talk around continues. We do this every Wednesday. Check in with the good folks at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Rizzy from OSPTI on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking today about, what is it, patella? I'll let you pronounce it.
Patellofemoral pain syndrome.
Okay.
So also known as like runner's knee pain.
Okay.
And so basically it is front of the knee pain, which mainly is described under the pain under the kneecap due to the kneecap rubbing on your thigh bone, your femur bone. And so, which is often, they always think it's the kneecap that isn't tracking correctly, mm-hmm. but it's result of like damage or irritation of cartilage underneath that kneecap. Tenderness, pain when going up and down stairs, pain when you're going up and down hills. And it often occurs in adolescent girls who play a lot of sports. So sometimes our thigh muscle, our quad muscles, kind of overdevelop a little bit. And the rest of the muscles, like your hamstrings, your glutes, don't tend to be developed quite yet compared to the quads. And so they overpower and put pressure on that kneecap on to then irritate that rubbing on the femur bone or our thigh bone, big thigh bone. And so there are many things that we can help with, basically focusing on that mobility through the quads, but then also focusing on a lot of it is due to weakness, like through our glutes and our hamstrings, and especially with girls. Difference between girls and boys, we tend to have a bigger, we call it Q angle. And so what happens is our hips are a little bit wider apart versus boys because of we eventually will be carrying babies. And so our knees tend to fall together. And so just giving that educational piece to patients on why we have this issue and then how we can focus on strengthening and stabilizing and then progress into what daily activities are bothersome and focus on positioning with those daily activities.
Rizzy, is this a common ailment? Do you see a lot of these cases coming through?
Yes, it is very common.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Very much so. And it's a lot of just recorrecting posture, recorrecting positioning, stretching and working flexibility, and then strengthening the proper muscles that are weak.
Okay. So, Rizzy, if people are listening to this and they go, yeah, I need some more information on this, or they're thinking, yeah, this might be a problem for me, what is your number at OSPTI?
641-7725.
Rizzy, great to talk with you. As always, enjoy the rest of the week, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. That is Rizzy at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time. Hear the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon recently returned from a trip to the Ukraine. Bacon talks about why he made the trip.
I've been one of the biggest advocates for Ukraine and